Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. You, Kroger, my son tells me your company stinks.
Oh, God.
Quiet, you'll get yours in a minute. Kroger, you couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe. I lost my train of thought.
All right, so here we are on Festivus, and Carmen Vitale is here in the studio, and she's got a list of grievances she would like to share with people to start Festivus. Later on, she's going to do a fit of strength, and that's getting to whatever her and Dave are going to do later on tonight.
Fight traffic. That's going to be my fit.
That's going to be your fit of strength.
It'll also probably be another grievance.
That's true.
Actually, I have a traffic-related grievance.
Go for
Can I go for it?
Yeah.
Okay. GPS has ruined our ability to miss our turn. The amount of times...
Oh, I'm with you on this one.
People just will cross three lanes of traffic because they were supposed to go right instead of left. I'm like, just miss your turn. Just miss your turn. You do not get to mess up my day. You do not get to cause an accident because you missed a turn. Guess what? The GPS will reroute you. It's actually easier than ever before to miss your turn.
There's another place you can turn.
I guarantee it.
You don't have to back up on the 55 on-ramp on Lakeshore Drive.
Unless it's leaving Soldier Field after a game where they force everyone from a certain parking garage to go south. However.
I gave you the hack for that one,
though. You did, which I will use. I left late enough, and it was like 1:30 in the morning by the time I left.
No, you can't do the back cave. Well, I mean, you could, but...
No, not from that. You have to go south because they direct traffic out of the parking garage we park in, and you have to go south on 55, and you can't...
But my hack for Carmen, and this is for anyone who needs to go north on Lakeshore Drive but is getting pushed south, because I live south of Soldier Field, it's easy for me. Ideally, like, people would say, oh, just get on 31st, but no, people are coming out of that parking lot.
Yeah.
So I would say if you're in a rush, get off at Oakwood or 39th, but I would actually tell you to take the extra minute and go to 47th Street and turn around.
And go that way.
Be easier to get back on Lakeshore Drive going north.
But regardless, if you miss your turn, you miss your turn. I should not be held accountable for your poor navigation skills. That's not my problem.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. And my I have a lot of like Lakeshore Drive is really my main road. Like that's what I take to kind of get from where I am to where I need to go. And my issue is an issue that I've had for forever. And if there is a mayoral candidate that will take up this cause, they will have my vote in perpetuity. We got to get rid of the light at Chicago.
Oh,
the turn lane in Chicago's got to go.
Yeah.
It's got to go. And the reason is what you're talking about. Because people think that they can turn on Chicago, they run up to the light in the second to left lane.
Right.
And then they just stop.
Yes.
Because they don't want to miss
it. And they back up that entire lane of traffic.
Correct. When it would probably be easier for them to just go to north and turn around and get to where it is that they want to go. But that's when I run for mayor, Alex,
why don't you just be the mayoral candidate, Lawrence?
Well, that would be on my platform.
You got
now.
My vote.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Mark Grody, I'm running out of words.
It's what happens, right? It's 4 hours. It's a lot. But yeah, that would be one of the things. Like, it's got to go. And I get it. That's a rich lobby. Like, the people who live over there and the people who need to access that, they make a lot of money and they probably have a lot of sway. But damn it, that turn from Lakeshore Drive left onto Chicago has got to go. It got to go.
I love it. I've got an NFL grievance.
Okay.
And this isn't necessarily, I mean, it is this year still, but I have never been more mad than, and in fact, my fiance waited to wake me up when this news broke because we were living on the West Coast at the time. So you're a little behind and whatever, and you wake up. So I wasn't awake yet. And he was just like, I was just praying you were going to keep sleeping before you saw this. And I was like, what? He's like, well, you know how Christmas is on a Wednesday this year? And I'm like, yeah, we finally get to get, you know, we get off.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
No, we don't. The NFL is going to play games on Christmas.
Oh.
On a Wednesday.
Oh.
And
wait,
I was
Thursday,
like.
Thursday, right?
I mean, this year is a Thursday.
Yes,
but this was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Wednesday was supposed to be the safe day. It was supposed to be the day that you can't. But then COVID happened. And then there were games played on like every day of the week.
That's true.
And they figured out that it's possible if you do some advanced scheduling to then put NFL games on Christmas. Not only one NFL game, though, multiple NFL games, which brings me to this year where there are three games. It is on a Thursday, which is, you know, Thursday Night Football exists. That's fine. However, these games now suck. They are not good games. They don't mean anything. There's one playoff team, I think, among the six that are playing.
That's not good. Let me look. Let me look real quick.
I would say it's Vikings-Lions, which I guess the Lions technically could be a playoff team still, but it feels like their season's over.
Here's the matchups for Thursday, Christmas Day. Of course, the Cowboys. The Cowboys and the Commanders will play. They will kick things
off.
Not
playoff teams.
At noon. Lions and Vikings. Right now, not playoff
teams. Not playoff teams.
There is one playoff team that's playing on Christmas, but the other team is not. And I'm sure they didn't think this when they scheduled it. Broncos, Chiefs.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, Patrick Mahomes for you. Merry Christmas.
So now we're going to play three games on Christmas. And none of them are going to be good because you can't possibly know when the schedule comes out if these games are actually going to be good, as we found out this year. But really, my grievance is that there's no safe day anymore.
That's over with. The NFL has decided that whether it's taking away from high school or college football, they don't care.
They don't care if they're taking away from the NBA. They don't care about anything because they realized that they'll win.
I wonder if the NFL and the NBA just at one point just says, let's punt. Like, let's take another day. Let's figure out another day to do this. Because the Christmas tradition goes
back. Well, whatever.
The
NFL's going to come for that too eventually.
That's true. Eventually, they'll be like, they'll just track you down.
You could take Boxing Day. You could take the 26th because people are still usually off at that point. And still, the NFL would come for that too.
They're like a movie monster just tracking down the other leagues to ruin their day. I will say Saturday's game looks great. Texans, Chargers.
Yeah.
Ravens, Packers. Ravens got to win. Packers kind of have to win too.
Yeah. No, I mean, and that's fine. You know, Saturdays have been, especially late in the season when college football is not, you know, they're in the playoff format and all this other stuff. That's fine. I realize that that's a lost cause. But when like Tuesdays and Wednesdays aren't even safe, and I won't even get into it. Like, I mean, I get it. Like, I work in the industry, so like I have another layer to this where I'm like, I just want to see my family on Christmas. Is that too much to ask? When it's on like a Tuesday or a Wednesday.
Well, since we're talking about scheduling, let me just add this in. Here is one of my things, and it has to do with the NFL eating everything. I think CFP games should be on Friday night. I think Friday should be their day. And I understand that you want windows for every one of your games that you're going to play. But last week, having Bama there as the Friday night game,
yeah,
that was pretty good.
That was great.
And the NFL still hasn't quite encroached on that yet.
Right. They have Black Friday, but they don't have actual Friday games quite yet.
And I think that that's something that CFP should look to do and just say, screw it. If we're going to do this, let's do double headers. One game starts at 6, the other game starts at 8, and whatever.
Have more than just Kirk Herbstreit call them. He doesn't have to do two games.
He's doing a lot. The amount of time that he spends on planes.
I like Kirk Herbstreit. I don't think he needs to be doing NFL. Because he's not. He doesn't have time.
He's not in it. And I'm with you. I think that he's gotten better from where he started from. I just think that it's hard.
100%.
When you are spending most of your time, and I get it. There'll be the people that will say football is football. It's not
the college game and the NFL game are very different.
They're very different, and you want people to have spent time in it a little bit more.
All of Kirk's insights for the NFL come from what he knows about that guy from college.
That is correct.
And I'm like, he's been in the league for 5 years.
He's a different guy than he was when he was at South Carolina.
Right. Like, he's not that dude anymore. And I need something about him last year. And it just, and I don't blame him for it because he's doing so much. He's doing multiple college. He'll do two games on Saturdays and then turn around and do it again a couple of days later. I'm like, okay, just can we not?
Are there any more grievances that you have, Carmen Vitale?
I mean, I could go for days on grievances. You, it's your turn.
Well, the traffic one is a really good one for me. Like, that's kind of where I live, where you see some of the stuff, and you're like, come on, man. Like, we don't have to do all of this silly stuff at all. Let's see. I'm trying to think, do I have any real grievances? It's funny, because I'm actually in a fairly good place. So I don't have as many grievances as I ordinarily would.
All right. We can go back to like Pro Bowl voting and how that's just a popularity contest, except the fact that it affects your
paycheck.
Your paycheck. It can affect your Hall of Fame case.
Yes, it can. And Charles would never say this, but it's part of the reason that he's not in the Hall of Fame right now. Even though we hear his name every single
weekend.
Yep.
He changed the way that position is played. Mm-hmm. If that's not a case for the Hall of Fame, I don't know what is, especially not a popularity contest that the Pro Bowl has become.
I'm with you on that. Oh, you know what? I do have another sports grievance.
Okay. Let's hear it.
This grievance has to do with Diego Pavia, the quarterback from Vanderbilt.
Yep.
I am not a Heisman voter, okay? If the score ever gets a ballot, I would like it, but I'm not a Heisman voter. My grievance is not even with him being all swaggy and crazy. It's that he's like, screw all of the Heisman voters. And I'm like, sir, you finished second.
I was going to say, you had.
There were people who voted you first.
Right.
Hundreds of them.
I did not like the way that he handled that whatsoever.
He did not handle.
And like, it's not like, yeah, Fernando was not a unanimous top choice.
Yeah. And there were a lot of people who thought you were the guy.
Right.
And even you shouldn't say bleep the voters anyway, but
regardless,
to not understand that there were voters who were like, no, Diego,
and like,
you were the first choice for my Heisman ballot.
Can you also think beyond your immediate reaction to something where you are now facing down like a future in football that perhaps is now like,
he's a borderline player to begin with because he's teeny tiny.
That's what I was. Yes, exactly.
But he's tough as nails. He's a bulldog of a player. But when you get to the scrutiny of, yeah, you were really impressive in what you did at New Mexico State and what you did to help rebuild Vanderbilt football.
Right, for sure.
Those questions at the combine are going to be rough, and I'm not sure he's ready for them.
No, because if this is how he reacts,
wait till they put you under the stress that teams put you under in those interviews. Moments.
And like, even in front of the media at the podium. Depending on who's in your scrum, which there should be, you know, some hard hitters.
Alex, can't he go back one more year, though? Isn't there...
Is there a lawsuit out, right? I don't think it's been decided.
Yeah.
But there were a couple of players last year that did play under pending lawsuits, and they played their seventh year of eligibility. So who the hell knows
what's
going to happen?
Because you need to let go of the COVID years.
Well, we're almost done with that. But, like, he would probably make more money going back to Vanderbilt than playing in the NFL, I would imagine. From NIL money alone, I think that he would probably make more. Being like, let's say, I'll be generous, and let's say that Diego Pavia is a fifth-round pick next year. He probably makes more money as an NIL guy.
I was going to say, you get buried on a roster as a second or even third backup at that point. Yeah, or be the face. And like, Vandy's in Nashville. Like, you have a lot of opportunities in Nashville as far as endorsements and NIL. And again, a SEC program that has been rebuilt and is relevant again.
And he reaches a different demographic that usually college football doesn't. When you're a Spanish speaker, like Fernando is. Yeah. Fernando's what, Cuban, and Diego's family, I believe, is Mexican. It allows for there to be some NIL money from sources that you were never even thinking about. Like, there are things that he could endorse. You're like, oh, okay, that's cool. Like, if you want to do Spanish language stuff like that. So I think that it's probably best for him to go back to school if he can. And we'll see how the lawsuit happens. And I'm sure there'll be a camera on his mom and all the other stuff that goes along.
I was
going
to say, there's a whole lot.
There's a lot going on.
There's a whole lot
there. There's a lot. He has built a whole ecosystem now, and there's a lot there, no doubt about it. When we come back, we had to push Carmen's thoughts on holiday celebrations back because Charles Tillman came on the air and cussed. So when we come back, we will share some of that. It's totally 100% worth it. We will share some of those thoughts. Are there still any cookies left? I'm going to have one.
I was going to say, I think there's a couple left.
I think I'm going to have one.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.